Good evening, Patriots. Happy Father's Day to everybody. So before we begin tonight, just a quick reminder of Bard's Fest on the 26th to the 29th of August. And on the 27th of August, we're going to be celebrating the Slipper Revolution. And so to do that, we're going to be prepared for that. Make sure you pick up a pair of My Slippers. This is a celebration of Mike Lindell and his great company, MyPillow, and their continued fight for patriotism. They're starting to wage a new level of war on him now, trying to pin him to anti-vax stuff. They're just relentless in anything they can do to break his company. They took $65 million away from him in sales, and we need to give it back, get it back. So Patriots, we're really pushing hard. You can use the BARDS code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, at MyPillow.com for some great savings, 40% off on slippers, 66% off on pillows, and it's all great products. I have a lot of it. I have comforters, I have sheets, I have pillowcases, pillows, towels, my slippers. They're all awesome. Every bit of his stuff is great. Great service, just a great company. So make sure and get over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and use the BARDS code. And just so I highlight it, MyPillow has now contributed over $40,000 to Bard's Fest. That's right, over $40,000 to Bard's Fest. So let's get over there and keep driving those sales. It's an amazing company with an amazing leadership, and they believe in this nation. Mike Lindell puts Christ on his heart, and we've got to give him every bit of sales we can. Share that code as far as you can. So tonight, Patriots, We're going to talk about the American diner, and I think we need to get in the mood for that. So let's get in the mood for the American diner. I'll tell you what, there are a few things in the United States that are as iconic as the American diner. It's literally a home away from home for many Americans. They're open 24 hours a day. It's a place you can socialize. You can eat while working late after a shift. You can enjoy a meal any time of day, and you can get breakfast any time of day. There's nothing like it in the world. And it has an amazing history, and it's an amazing part who we are as a nation. Now, diners, if you think about it, they are really the place where if you want to get what is truly an American cup of coffee, you go to a diner. If you want to get what a real pancake is like, you go to a diner. Biscuits and gravy, you go to a diner. Waffles, you go to a diner. Eggs, bacons, hash browns, you go to a diner. Hamburger and cheese, a real one, you go to a diner. So the diners are just really quite an amazing part of our culture. And in fact, the diners began in the 1800s. And the way they began was through horse-drawn lunch wagons that were patronized by factory workers. It really what they would call the proletarian eats. And they like to call it the proletarian eats with bad manners, as opposed to the ladies' tea rooms where meals were completely civilized. The concept of the diner wagon was started by Walter Scott of Rhode Island, an entrepreneur who repurposed a horse-pulled wagons into a car that served sandwiches, coffee, pies, and eggs to people late at night. He quit his job as a printer to sell food from the wagon. Soon other companies followed to produce lunch wagons and early diners. But what he found is he was making more money selling wagons than he was making food. So he went and he stayed busy in the wagon business. And they became a place of kind of raucous behavior. And so they ended up being banned in places like Buffalo, New York, and Atlantic City because they had developed such a disreputable character. Many early diners were made from beat up and abandoned trolley cars. And remember, trolley cars used to run very normally in the cities, not like now, not just like in San Francisco, but San Francisco has trolley cars and it's very similar. And this is a footnote. The reason they were removed is because the automobile industry didn't want people using public transportation. They wanted everybody to buy a car. Isn't that surprising? So with the idea of old beat up trolley cars and the nature of what they were, they just ended up with a bad reputation. However, in 1913, Jerry Mahoney established the first stationary diner, and he opened his companies in New Jersey, Massachusetts, and New York, and they shipped diners all over the country. And in the 1950s, he owned over 6,000 diners nationwide. Now, I think we all know that sound of a diner, but I think we need to remember. Now, the diner is this amazing place. It's always got an ambient noise going. You have the eggs frying, the bacon frying. You've got the burgers frying because it's 24/7. You even have the milkshake machine going once in a while. You can hear that. People are talking. Waitresses are coming up and serving. It's truly a sense of a true American experience. You have the coffee coming up in the big pots. I love this. And there is a flavor to American coffee. You know, I'll know I love coffee. There is nothing like the American coffee from the diners. It's really defined a lot. I think we can define a lot of this in simple terms. It's not a place for diets or low cholesterol. Diners are truly blue-collar American food and the values of freedom and liberty. The smell is always bacon buttering, the provocative pork fragrance, and the potent perfumes of bun-o-matic coffee. Onions on the flat-top grill, frying, and the culinary world eating, and the idea of eating light, as it in the culinary world, or pretty plates, just goes out the window with all that locally sourced and health-conscious stuff that they put down. The classic diner is just absolutely the outlaw of the food industry, and it's truly straight-up American. It's also the place where we have that legacy of the waitress. And there is such a stereotype. This is the uniformed waitress, right? Name tag comes up to the table. How are you today? She throws out the menus. Oh, yeah, there's a good one. Flo. It's Flo. She brings the coffee. She pours it around. Oh, this is American all over it. I'll tell you right now. Now she takes her orders. You get the menus. They're always going to be laminated menus because you know they're going to get greasy. You don't want that, right? And you've got the hard, heavy plates when she brings it out. She's always going to bring out a tray. Usually, if they're good, they're going to carry it on one arm. But Flo's going to start with the diner with a whole tray of water. She's going to bring the water to the table. Everybody's going to get water. She's going to ask you, "What do you want to drink?" And it's usually going to be coffee all around. And it's going to be that thick ceramic cup that you could literally drop off the Empire State Building and it doesn't break, right? Flo's going to pour everybody. She's going to bring a little, if you ask her for cream, they're going to bring in that little tray of cream. And now, it used to be cream in a container. Now they're going to bring in little cream packets. You tear them open, you pour a little cream. You've got sweetener. Don't ask for dumb stuff like, "Can you have raw sugar?" It ain't going to be at the diner. You're not going to find raw sugar. You're going to have white sugar and probably some extra little diet sugar or something. But if you're going there to diet, you're in the wrong place. I'm telling you right now. And don't ask for a latte because it doesn't happen at a real diner. Okay? It's bun coffee and it's bun coffee. There's no other way to put it. Now the menu. Okay. What's in the menu? Well, we know. The first pages are always the same. It's going to be some version of bacon and eggs and hash browns. And maybe some pork sausage. And you're going to have 15 different combinations to that. And then you're going to have like the one egg, the two egg, the three egg mix. Right? Okay. And then you're going to have the omelets and the scrambles. Don't forget about those. Then you got to have the pancake stacks and the waffles. All of them are there. Okay? And then you get to the next page and it's the burgers and the fries. But it's not like McDonald's. This is like real burgers with big buns and real lettuce. And sometimes you might even get fresh cut fries. And somewhere in there's going to be steak and eggs and biscuits and gravy. Oh, it's all so good. I'd say, and don't forget in the back, because in the back you're going to get milkshake and pie, maybe even a cinnamon roll, and some sodas, and plenty of ketchup on the table. I'm telling you right now, this is straight up Americana. It is the best, right? Okay. We love American diners. I'm telling you right now. Now, in the 1920s, a manufacturer by the name of Patrick J. Pop Tierney improved diners' social standing by building them from scratch rather than decrepit trolleys. And Jerry O'Malley diners, manufactured in Banyan, New Jersey, featured stained glass windows that included watchwords, pure food, cleanliness, quick service, and popular prices. Rather amazing, actually. Named in the 1920s after the resemblance of railroad dining cars. And they began to get the idea of being, they started to embed themselves as permanent stations within the cities and within the new youth. Now, let me tell you, diners were the swing in place, okay? It's not just for big band dancing. In fact, you went to diners after the big band dance, because where else could you go? It was 24 hours a day. And they begin to develop a reputation of places where an average Joe could find a meat and potatoes square meal for a fair price. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes. We forgot about those. Those were regular. Liver and onions, bacon and eggs. They became standard menu items along with the pie and the coffee. Nobody ever went to a diner to diet or to eat fashionable food. Heck no, who would do that? Diners in the 1930s had a streamlined design featuring bullet-shaped exteriors and chrome interiors. The streamlined modern design for the diner first appeared in the 1930s in an effort to change their image. The streamlined futuristic designs reflected the modern era. During the Depression, many diners stayed in business due to their low-cost menus. The demand for diners increased after World War II when many servicemen and women returned home. There were over a dozen diner manufacturers at that time, and there's still many of them around. Now, there is a painting known as Nighthawk, and Nighthawk is by Edward Hopper. And Edward Hopper is known for having one of the, it is literally the most famous painting of an American diner. And this painting was done right near actually where Edward Hopper lived. It portrays four people. Hang on just a second, here we go. It portrays four people in a downtown diner late at night as viewed through the diner's large glass window. The light coming from the diner illuminated a darkened and deserted urban landscape. Now, Edward Hopper's, this has been described as his best work and one of the most recognizable paintings in American art. Within a month of its completion, it was sold to the Art Institute of Chicago on May 13th, 1942, for $3,000. That's $47,520 in today's money. And the scene was supposed to have been inspired by a diner in Greenwich Village, but that diner has since been demolished. Now, the thing about diners is it's a little bit of everything in American culture. They've been featured in the gangster movies like Little Caesar in the 1930s, where they showed Edward G. Robinson plotting his rise to the underworld domination while eating a ham sandwich at a diner on a stool. The Fallen Angel in 1945 with Linda Darnell playing a waitress perfected the art of snapping gum and sassing customers. The Beat Generation writer Jack Kerouac opens his novel Visions of Cody with a dizzying description of a diner where the counter bars bears knife marks and scars, and something suggests decades of delicious, greasy food, and where the smell makes the guts of men curl in October. If you've seen The Equalizer in a modern film, you've also seen that one of the big scenes in The Equalizer, Equalizer 1, the movie, was in a diner. Tom Watts' lower depth song, Eggs and Sausages, describes Emma's 49er, a diner that is a graveyard charade and a late shift masquerade. It's got a little bit of everything for America. Diners represent everything about what we are in so many great ways. The hope, the dreams, the innocence. Think back to the 50s now, the images we have of 50s. It's the era of the car now, right? Where do you go after you go after the dance? You go park and you have your romantic little moment in the car overlooking the town or tucked away somewhere where no one will find you because you know it's not a good thing your parents want you out late. And then where do you swing over afterwards and get it some ice cream and a slice of homemade pie? I'm telling you right now, it's like everything America is. And it was a time still when we had so much hope as a nation and we still lived by so much value. And that's the part I think we have to really reflect back on, is we were quite a nation then. We weren't buried down in the heaviness of news. We'd come out of World War II in the 50s. There was a new era happening. The suburbs were opening up. We had electric appliances entering in. The American innovation was just booming at the top. Manufacturing was growing. It was an era of hope, of inspiration, of people getting back to normal after spending almost 8 years in a world war and dealing with more death than we could ever imagine. And the diners offered that place, that little bit of haven where you could go in and just get a little taste of home. And that was the whole principle. It wasn't just fast or quick service. It was good quality food that brought you back home. And that's really the core of what the American diner was about. There's also the whole piece of the American diner, which is the late night. It's the after hours. You have the bars close. You're wandering around wondering what to do. Probably had a little too much to drink. Where do you go? You go to a diner. You sit down, you walk in. There's not that many people around, but there's always a short order cook on staff. And oh boy, does he know how to cook. Never know what's going to be there. You sit down, you're thinking you want a pie and ice cream. Start looking at that menu, and it's now about 4 o'clock in the morning. And you're thinking, I gotta have some eggs and waffles first. Maybe eggs and pancakes. It's breakfast time. Maybe just bacon and eggs. And so, there it is. Gets whipped up on the flat grill. And boy, am I telling you, the guys that run the flat grill, they know what they're doing. See, that's who we are. We're unrestricted. We're not controlled. No one tells us when to go home at night. Sometimes we do drink too much as people. Sometimes we get in a fight. Sometimes we get a little roughed up. Sometimes we just can't sleep. Sometimes we're lonely. And the thing about the diner is it's all those things. It brings us back together. It's a place where other people go there too. It's like the Drifters. And we all come together. And we're all American in a diner too. There's no politics in a diner. It's just basic home food and the experience of what it is to be here in this country, free to just do what we want. It is a place to get energized. It's a place to feel the past and live it in the new. Diners have cropped up all over the country. It's hard to find a really real diner. There was one in Summit, New Jersey that I would go to once in a while. And they're simple. Always crowded because it's about one booth wide and a bar that you sit at. Now there's other diners now, and there's a great diner in my hometown here, and they're traditional American. They've kept their doors open, have never shut their restaurant, defied the state on every mask ordinance, and stood their ground. And today they are so packed, you'd think there was no other restaurants in town. The real diner is also about defiance. It's the Jimmy Dean. It's Rebel Without a Cause. It is the place where we come in. No one tells us that the coffee has to have a vanilla twist, whatever they do at Starbucks. It's just black. And if you want cream, throw it in yourself. Don't ask the bartender to do it, or the barista, because there's no barista. It's a waitress. And sometimes they're polite and sometimes they're not, but who cares? It's the experience, and no one cares. Does your food come out hot? Does it come out on time? Right, darling? Here's your... Darling, here you go. Serve it up hot, right from the kitchen. And you can see that food coming up on the deck, right? Under the lights. This is all about living. You go in there and you can just imagine, you know, like our protesters for vegan. Don't come in there looking for vegan stuff. You just might as well catch yourself right out that door. Just keep going. Because we don't do vegan at diners. We do meat. We do potatoes, and we do all the things you're not supposed to eat, including sometimes cinnamon rolls that are the size of the plate. So, Patriots, I just wanted to give you a little glimpse of our past tonight, a little remembrance of a great time, and a great time that we can always have and we can always reclaim. This is... If it's the 60s, if it's the 50s, it's greased hair, ducktails, leather coats, and Indian motorcycles. If it's today, it's anything you want to be. There's no limit to diners and where you're going to be, or there's no limit to your vision. Just enjoy. Remember, they were built for us Americans. They weren't built for being a snotty, upper class, crust, whatever you are. They were built for the common person. They're so important that presidents usually find a way to get to them because they want to show themselves off as connecting to the people. That's a funny one in itself. But diners have that much significance in what we call Americana. And the best part about all of this is that we never have to let it go. This is one of those pieces in our past that we can continue to hold on to, and we can make sure that it continues, and we should. This is a place where people come together. It's a place where you meet somebody that maybe you've never met before. Or if you go to regularly, you're going to see Joe down the street that you see every Tuesday because he's there with his other buddies sitting there and they're having coffee. It's a wonderful place. Don't forget the seats that are always kind of vinyl, right? Because they have to wipe them off because somebody's going to make a big mess, guaranteed. But who cares? It's a diner. You don't usually have... raucous people anymore. People are actually pretty normal. And if you really check out diners, you're going to find out something else. Most of them are red, white, and blue. Not a lot of room for a lot of liberals. Not a lot of room for a lot of masks. This is just down home, like steak and eggs America. No other way to say it. So you can dream about being a Jimmy Dean. You can dream about driving a motorcycle. You can drive your Jeep. You can drive your Escort. You can even drive your Subaru if you're so inclined, if you actually have one of those. And just enjoy a great meal at a diner, because it's all America. And if you're down to the beach, then you gotta have the tunes. And it's Surf Up at the diner. So, Patriots, it's one of those parts of our culture we must never let go. It's who we are. And it's one of those things that we have to continue to enjoy, to encourage, and when the opportunity opens, build. We need to get back to the diner. Just good old home-cooked food. Small kitchens, small booths, lots of people, lots of noise, lots of crazy. Maybe even a jukebox once in a while. And just know that in the end, it's all about us coming together, having a bite, no matter what time of day, cup of coffee, and just enjoying being American. So I hope you have a very blessed Father's Day. Hope you dream big and remember what we've been like as a nation. Because I'll tell you, Patriots, we're a wonderful country. And right now, even though we're fighting like crazy to get it back, we're going to get it back. And if you ever have any doubt about that, just head on over to a diner. Sit back and smile, because there's no other place like it on the face of the earth. So see you tonight. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers up. Enjoy a burger. Enjoy some fries at a diner. Maybe some eggs and a waffle. God's going to smile. God's with us. He'll never leave us. And in the end, God will win. Maybe he'll join you for a cup of coffee, too, at the diner. So see you tonight or until the next time. God bless. And out for now.